96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
At the end of 2025, we're highlighting some of our favorite stories from our reporters all over Wisconsin. One of the state's biggest events each year is EAA, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot was there.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA AirVenture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us one year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us, so we're all on the runway at the same time, 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
Meeting the people, you meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds, and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As we wrap up the year, we're featuring stories from our team of reporters all over Wisconsin. Historically, firefighting foams have spread PFAS, which can have lifelong effects on the body. James Kelly covers a firefighting foam made from soybeans instead.
An alternative to PFAS-laden foam exists. It's called soy foam, and it's developed right here in Wisconsin. Soy foam is made from soybeans. It's developed by a Georgia-based company, Cross Plains Solutions, where David Garley is managing partner and chief tech officer. Soy foam was tested at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Center, which Garley says has state-of-the-art facilities. He says the center's been a critical resource for addressing two specific challenges, making it as effective as PFAS-based foams and improving its shelf life.
My team and I would come up with the samples. We'd give it to the professionals here at CVTC, and they ran it through a whole battery of different tests. And then the feedback that the firefighters would give us, we would take back to the lab, make those changes, and provide another prototype.
Chris Turner is the lead technician at the Fire Safety Center. He says they're hoping to prevent the use of chemicals we still don't know are bad for us yet, especially for firefighters.
But the real difference with soy foam is they've committed to, first and foremost, making a safe foam and used plant-based products in order to do that. So the likelihood of, you know, another 20 years down the road, one of those other chemicals that might have been used as a replacement for PFAS, who knows what we can find out later that could actually be harmful as well.
Some departments are already experimenting with soybean-based fire suppressants, including the Menominee and Elk Mound fire districts, according to testimony at the state capitol, where a bill would let fire departments be reimbursed for purchasing the foam under a state grant program.
That's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. Lisa Hale covers an organization aiming to help children on what can be the hardest day of their lives.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders.
In these reach bags are a variety of books that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources.
Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, becoming mostly sunny with falling temperatures today. We're going to be in the low teens this morning, dropping into the low single digits by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 10 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A little more light snow with a high of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.